Fries, coleslaw.
At the Veterans Cafe and Grill in Merrillville, they are in the business of making good food that helps save veterans' lives. It's run by Bessie Hitchcock, Brian Cody, and Larry Curtis. Bessie also helps veterans at her non-for-profit, the Veterans Life-Changing Center in Gary, Indiana. At the group home, they feed and house 15 veterans. They also offer job training, counseling, and other services. Eric Scott is a Desert Storm veteran. He works here.
Well, the reason I'm there, you know, I was employed for 10 years, and my job, you know, they closed down due to the economy in 07. So, you know, after then, I was, you know, I found myself real and trying to find, you know, permanent employment. And for years, you know, it just wasn't panning out. You know, I kind of lost my way. And Veteran Life Changing Services is getting me back on, you know, my course of life, you know.
If it were not for the group home and the Veterans Cafe, some of these people aren't sure where they would be.
To be honest with you, no telling. Yep, probably would have been riding the train somewhere back and forth to stay warm at night, or if I couldn't go anywhere else.
Where I was staying, the people that I was, where I was living, they got transferred to Florida and everything else and just couldn't find a place right away. So, I mean, being on my disability, I just can't afford anything.
People support the work that's being done here by eating here. Some of the customers are also veterans.
Well, and it means a lot to me because I lost a lot of my buddies, you know, in the last few wars. And fortunately, somebody was looking out for me. So I know what it is to lose somebody, especially a buddy. And not just lose them, get them all blown apart and everything. That hurts.
Brian Cody is a partner here at the Veterans Cafe and Grill. He came to the Veterans Life-Changing Center in need of help.
I do know for the United States alone, there's at least 52,000 homeless veterans every night that either sleep on the streets or in a shelter. Okay, as far as Northwest Indiana, I know that there are homeless veterans. I can't give you a number, but it's prevalent. Veterans are very proud, and they'll let things get. They don't like to ask for help. So a lot of times things get out of whack and they end up sleeping in their car because they couldn't pay their rent, they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that because either they didn't want to ask for help or they didn't know that there were services available for them. Our motto is helping heroes with a hand up, not a handout. One of our original goals was to develop entrepreneurs, to take veterans that maybe have no hope in their future and maybe retrain them in culinary arts or in kitchen management and maybe help them to branch out to be entrepreneurs on their own. If they take that hope that they're given and they build on it and they work at it and they fight and they push and they work hard, there's no limits.
In Merrillville, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.